podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
BoxingVoice.com.
Good morning, TBV. Yes, it's early. 8:42 on the East Coast. We have a partly sunny day. I can't complain. It's pretty sunny outside when you're looking from the window, but it is a pretty cold 45 degrees. And, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. You know what I mean? And I want to pay homage not only to Robin Williams with that Good Morning TBV, but I want to pay a little homage to Joey Coco Diaz and to my first ever producer, still plays in the back like a phantom, the other Matt Uplinger, right? He put me on Joey Coco Diaz, and Joey always used to start his podcast in the morning saying, "Get up, you sons of bitches, wash your pussies." But then he ended up telling you to light that joint, right? So that was always cool. So light that joint, man, because if you're on that morning commute, I hope you got your pens, you know? Hey, Eric Cruz, be careful in the rain. I know it's a little rainy out there in Texas, and it may be too early for our L.A. people, but I'm feeling blessed. You know, even though I cursed a bit, you know, we're going to go down the religion route, right? I'm feeling blessed this morning. I woke up to a text, and I just always have to pay homage to G.O.D. and just bask in the life I live. Obviously, yesterday, you all know that Sam from Norwalk, Connecticut, our TBV Marine, did an on-demand show. And that on-demand show, I believe, was titled something like How Do You Make Deontay Wilder a Pay-Per-View Star? So the reason I'm telling you I feel blessed is because obviously Deontay Wilder listened to the show. And that's always great for me. You know, some people might look at it and say, "Oh man, this is the Wilder voice," or, you know, "You guys have an alliance." And yeah, I can see that, you know, all first look definitely can see how it may, you know, seem that way, but you got to look at it for us, you know. It's huge to be linked with the heavyweight champion of the world. It's huge for him to use us as his vessel, because we had numerous callers yesterday giving their opinions on how Deontay Wilder could become a pay-per-view star. And a lot of those opinions kind of resulted in network television, reality television, giving him exposure, raising the profile. Because remember, the topic of yesterday's show was to make him a pay-per-view star without Anthony Joshua. So there was so much talk of him being on a reality show. Deontay obviously heard the show and, you know, sent me let me cue that up for you. So he sent me a video of the series. Actually, I did already send it over here. Let me just pull it up. Of the series that he's going to be on. And obviously the series is going to be Wags Atlanta. It's a spinoff of Wags, which was the original show that aired in 2015. So this particular series that he's on has some legs in the sense that it's already been on air for 3 years. And now this is going to be a spinoff. It's the show, WAG stands for Wives. Wait, let me, I had that out here. Okay, let me see. Where is this? They're very glamorous, the women. So it's focused on the women of the athletes. And it's going to premiere January 3rd, 2018 on Wednesday. And it's wives and girlfriends of sports superstars. So that's a good look for Deontay. I'll share here the trailer that he's in. And if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. If you're listening to this on the iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, well, then obviously drop us a five-star review and refer to the YouTube channel to watch this.
This is my dream. I'ma get it. I'ma get it. I'ma get it today.
This season on WAGS Atlanta.
You have to stay on top of your game. Harry could be released at any moment.
You wanted me to cook, clean, do the laundry, do bath time, put him in the bed, and work a full day.
Because I'm going.
I'll stop it there and say, I remember yesterday, you know, someone mentioned Love and Hip Hop. And, you know, I was like, well, because our Marine didn't know, you know, Love and Hip Hop, right? Well, he didn't watch it. I said to myself, maybe that dumbs it down, you know? Maybe putting Deontay on Love and Hip Hop doesn't give him the profile raise that maybe he wanted. Because, you know, that Love & Hip Hop deals with a lot of, like, I don't know, scandal, drama, a lot of cups being thrown and water. And maybe you don't want to be ratchet, right? So this is a little more upscale, obviously. Not a little more, a lot more. So it's good to see. And, you know, I was coming with the narrative yesterday of him selling his story the way that Jay-Z and Beyonce did to HBO. You know, and that being the story of Blue Ivy, right? So, obviously, they're going to do a version of that here on the Entertainment Network, which is E, with him and his girlfriend, Chantel Telly Swift, who is pregnant. And in this scene, as you can see, she's, you know, handing him the pregnancy tests, and they're going to have a baby. So that's kind of the route that I was going. I thought that that could put him out there to the masses and familiarize him with maybe some non-casuals. But now that all the facts and particulars are out the way, you know, what do you think this means? Does this raise his profile? Can this help in making him a household name, or at least setting him off in that direction where this has some sort of residual effect on Deontay Wilder's brand and, you know, him, I guess, increasing that brand here in the sport of boxing. Listen, we're going to obviously take your calls. You know the number 1-425-569-5241. This is only a report, you know, little breaking news. For the Eddie Hearn of the world and the you know, AJ protectors that say he's not doing something, we have to make note of this because, you know, AJ was up for the Principality Award and, you know, we spoke of that. And, you know, Deontay starring on a reality series that does great ratings is a good look for him. So, I also should give you his quote, right, because he did not only send me the video, but give me a message. He said, my girlfriend is going to be one of the head cast members, and we've been asked to do a spinoff. So on top of this breaking news, I'm sorry, I should have told you that he's also going to get his own show. He said, we've been asked to do a spinoff on another show as well, which is coming soon. We're working for sure. 2018 is going to be amazing. Watch this shit. So again, just credit to you guys, really you guys. So let me just, you know, obviously give you that applause. Because if this show didn't get all the listens that it did, I mean, maybe he wouldn't be that interested in caring of your opinion and his profile or lack of it, or whether or not he gets on a reality show or not to raise that profile. But, you know, you guys making us that number one boxing podcast in the world and on iTunes, you know, gives us that power to receive these breaking news tips to, you know, quickly turn them right back around on you. So I don't know. You tell us what this means. We got a few callers. Remember, you can add us on Skype at Nestor Gibbs. That's NestorGibbs. You must add a friend request in order to be part of the Skype conversation for sure. But yes, Deontay Wilder to star in a reality TV series, Wags Atlanta, which is a spinoff of the original Wags. And it's funny because it's in Atlanta and he's from Alabama, and everyone that calls in and is giving, I guess, some sort of positive input on how he can raise his profile usually says, have him fight in Atlanta. Go to Atlanta. It's the biggest, you know, black demographic, Atlanta, Atlanta. So here he is. He's listening. He's listening. Is this the Wilder channel? All you do is talk about Wilder. Well, I mean, if you stack us up to our competitors, we have about almost 7,500 videos uploaded on YouTube. So it's really hard to just be talking about Wilder. Mm. But at least I, you know, you made the chat, you know. I mean, it's early. I don't have a co-host. So, you know, comments I can read. Actually, let me give a few shout outs, obviously, to Eric Cruz in Texas. Let me see who we got here. Christian Padilla. Who else do we got? Juan Pacheco, Michael Johnson, Detroit versus everybody, Kaz, Mr. Danny. Oh, no, Dammy. Peter Powell, Peter Pecker. So let's head on out to the callers. Obviously, remember that this show is a fan-driven show. So your patronage on patreon.com/theboxingvoice is always appreciated. Plus, not only are you supporting your favorite podcast, you are also receiving exclusive, never-before-seen footage. Right now on Patreon, we have two new episodes of Matt's Standing 8 Count. One was just released yesterday. We also have two new episodes of my car vlog, numerous episodes of Border Wars. Obviously, we have that three-hour interview with Keith One Time Thurman speaking on Spence, Jesse Vargas, just about everybody. It is a timeless interview. You haven't heard it. You need to check it out. And also, anyone that signs up to the shirt tier, you will be receiving that Patreon-only exclusive shirt. Eric Cruz, like I said, let me know if you want me to bring it to L.A. I seen that you upgraded, so shout out to you. Let's head on out to Orlando. No producer, but I want to say it's Majid early in the morning out there. What's going on, brother?
Hell no, this ain't Majid, man.
Oh, man.
Original Orlando College.
Oh, hey, shit, it's Jay.
On my name, man.
Jay from Orlando. Hey, look, Matt's sleeping like a baby, man. It's only like, 5 o'clock out there.
No worries, man. No worries, man. I think this is good news, man. I think this definitely increases the profile. I think this definitely increases the stock. Only thing with it is that you also, too, at this time, you got to get some endorsement deals as well, man. You got to start working that brand and having these other brands work for you where you're not working for them. You know what I'm saying? So this definitely increases the stock. This definitely increases the profile. And just, I think, man, just keep venturing out and getting them TV eyes on you. TV eyes do wonders for you, man. If you're just able to do a cameo, even if he's not a star on a show, even if he's just showing someone how to throw a jab, throw a punch.
Oh, no, he's definitely...
People are going to want to tune in.
Nah, he's definitely going to be part of the show. And check how they introduce his girlfriend, right? It's like, caption, Telly Swift. Chantel Telly Swift is the heavyweight champion boxer Chantel Telly Swift is with heavyweight champion boxer Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder, the Bronze Bomber, worked hard for his title and proudly takes the belt he named Sophia everywhere he goes. Although Telly draws the line at Sophia sharing their bed, Telly's first and foremost takes care of her man and family, and Deontay shows his appreciation by showering her with luxurious gifts. So just at the end, saying luxurious gifts gives me the impression there's going to be some scenes where he's giving us some expensive things. But there's a lot of mention of him, which is good for him.
Very good for him. Very good for him. It definitely carries over. It definitely will, you know, transcend. It won't, you know, necessarily be the last thing that he needs, but it's definitely anything like this, anything that you get more eyes on you, man, it definitely will increase his style. Only thing is, you know what TV channel like that comes on, like what station?
Absolutely. It's the E! Entertainment Network. So it's on a great channel because it's going to open him up.
The Kardashians.
Yes, it's going to open him up to a different demographic as well.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely. Definitely, man. Well, that's all I got, man. Y'all boys take it easy, man. Appreciate y'all.
All right. And you know what? I actually forgot, you know, is that I got so much information and sometimes an information overload, right? So I forgot our last time at camp with Wilder. Matt asked him, and he has a home in Atlanta. So this is all making more sense now. He has a home in Atlanta. So that's going to be good. You know, Atlanta, the market, like you get a lot for your dollar. I'm not trying to say the houses are cheap. You just get a lot of square footage for your dollar. So it's going to be interesting to see how big his house is, how it looks. You know, these fighters usually go big. Floyd just copped the $30 million mansion in Miami. And, you know, the big boy mansion is a big boy mansion. So it will be interesting. And what I do know about at least Wilder in Alabama, he has a huge lake house because he loves to be on jet skis, boats, and he has one of those, you know, flying things where you use the water to fly. So interesting to see if, you know, what we see in terms of his lifestyle. Because so many UK fans believe he hasn't made any money, right? And remember, the premise of this show is that he showers his girl with luxurious gifts. Let's see. I know that the haters will say, well, yeah, you know, he's wasting all his money to look good on TV. But whatever, you know. And thank you to Mr. Cool. I will keep covering Wilder and everyone else, like we even reported on Jesse Vargas. Listen, we love the sport. And Wilder is a big name. So we definitely have to cover him regardless of people's opinions. Let's get out to, or negative opinions, should I say. Let's get out to the 908. I want to say is Amin. Damn, and I would love to play that intro, get us all moving in the morning. Ah!
Just like the king is what I mean. The king is what I mean.
My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Hold up. Let's make this official. Everybody that's agreeing.
First one here, last to leave. What's good, fellas?
What up?
Yo, it's funny you said that about Atlanta Nets because I literally, when I called in on Sunday, I was in Atlanta. So you're talking about Deontay Wilder, you know, having a house in Atlanta. It's definitely worth, you know, going out there. And he's spending a little bit of bread to look good, but it's not that much bread as we might think as we got to spend up here, you know, and it's this Northeast corridor, as they call it, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and all that. Yo, this goes to show how powerful the boxing voice is because this was a sponsor. I don't know if Sam is in the loop somewhere, but he pulled this show out his ass. We fucking spread the butt cheeks, man, and now we shitting on a competition because the little bit of movement we had with a half-hour discussion, callers calling in, we pop up the next morning and we get this little nugget of information. So shout-out to the boxing voice. Shout out to all the motherfucking callers because we make the show. Shout out to Ness. Shout out to Matt, everybody. I'm definitely curious to see how it's going to play out. I hope they don't have him in no trashy storylines. And I know they probably going to use, I know his daughter at one point, she had the medical issues. So I hope nobody don't get on no bullshit and try to exploit that. But still, you know, lay it out there to show that Wild was definitely a solid dude, good man
well,
of character.
I'll tell you off the bat, that's not the storyline. The storyline is more we're having a baby, excitement. Then the drama is I don't want to be a baby mother. Put a ring on my finger. So that's his drama. and that's as ugly as it looks like it's gonna get. You know, that's what I said. The comparison to Love and Hip Hop in this is so far and beyond because, yeah, Love and Hip Hop would have got him in front of a bunch of millions, but it would have probably dumbed him down or made him do something, you know, that wouldn't favor him in a good light. Whereas this is a totally different setting. No, it's not that type of drama over here. I'm hoping, right?
Nah, you're right about that one, man. Love and Hip Hop, they would have dumbed him down, you know, had him doing a bunch of bullshit with some fake booty hoes. But, you know, that's a legitimate argument, you know, just to throw it out there. That's something that's even in my mix right now, you know, trying to, you know, square up and put a ring on somebody's finger. So it's a legitimate situation that all people, brothers, you know, men can relate to. So if that's the angle, man, that should be interesting to watch, man.
Uh-oh, that sounds like an overtime topic. All right, I mean, thanks for calling in. Have a great morning, my friend. Yeah, man, we might have to do a public episode finding out, do you guys want to speak on, you know, putting a ring on someone's finger? I mean, we all got experience being with the ladies. Little advice from your friends never can hurt. Reality show is a distraction. Reese Mack. That is a very good point, Reese. It is a very good point. It can be. But because reality TV is so big these days, they just pre-rig your cars and things, you know, with this stuff, with the cameras and the GoPros. I don't know if you've ever seen any of that, but that's pretty much how it is. You know, these things are just running and the camera crew comes back, picks it up, and it's a lot of editing going on. You know, that's why when you see these reunion shows, they're always saying, well, you know, editing, you know, they're always blaming it on editing. So I don't know. Do your research. But it looks like we got a call coming in long distance. But I don't know the number. I don't know the number. But I'm going to just go on a limb and say this is Coach Mitty.
You're the man. Yes.
All right. What's yes, up,
nice.
Brother?
How you doing? I'm good. I'm not going to be too long on that call, right? All I'm saying is I don't necessarily like that idea. And I guess, like, time will tell if it's a good move or not. But instinctively, I feel that this is a bad move because I don't like, first of all, those type of shows. And I compare it, like, to the ones that I know about, like the Kardashian stuff. And I'm thinking of Odom, like Lamar Odom, and I'm just seeing
comparison. Don't think of that. You see, you can't think of that because that's more hip-hop and urban based. Kim Kardashian has always been, she's always been a woman that was attracted to the urban genre, right? But
I understand.
The Atlanta Wags is more like UK, Housewives. Right?
Yeah, but at least in the UK, right? So there are different type of like wags, right? Like there's like it started off like with the rich housewives and of like I don't even remember where from,
Orange
right? But then you get like different ones that are more like centered around like the black community, right? And then people just start to draw like comparison with, oh, you know, this is like the wags, but from like wives of like black sportsmen that made it. So I don't want that to be perpetuating like some kind of stereotypes, and I'd rather him just do something else to you know, raise his profile and his popularity than going on those shows.
All right, but what about this?
There's going to be drama associated with it.
What about this? What about the fact that this show is centered around his girlfriend, soon to be wife, we think, right? And
I like that story. I like that story. He marries her and he shows that he's a good
Yes.
He shows that he's a good man, right? He just, you know, he takes care of his kid, and not only that, but he wants to be in his woman's life and all that. That's going to be good. But you know, I got the feeling that this is going to be a part of the story. But what they ask people to do on those shows is like, you need to create a storyline that is exciting for people. You need to create arguments. You need to see his wife having beef with some other wives in the TV show. And that's what it's going to be like, right? So, you know, and I don't know if that does any good to him.
Yes, but, no. You know. That could absolutely happen. Mitty, thanks for calling in, obviously. That could absolutely happen where there's a little bit of back and forth with the wives or the girlfriends. I see that. But I want Deontay to use this, and I know he's going to listen, right? So this is how we want you to use this. Let the cameras catch you training. Let the cameras be at your next press conference. They have to be at your next press conference so that that press conference is outside of the sports bubble. It's outside of SportsCenter and ESPN if your press conference makes it there, because that's Top Rank that has that deal, okay? So it has to be outside of all the YouTube videos. Put your press conference on the show, okay? Let the drama be there. You and Ortiz squaring off at the press conference. Let the world, that reality TV world know this man is being given a second opportunity because you are daring to be great, right? And use the Coach Mitty angle, marry a girl on TV, look like a good guy. And, you know, I believe it was Wild Jay from Orlando that said, use your first daughter and her storyline and how you've stuck by her and used her as motivation to become the man you are. And you have a recipe for a profile rising, because profile and rising or rise is the words that Eddie Hearn used, you know, when talking about Daniel Jacobs and about Deontay Wilder, you know, in a positive light, obviously about Jacobs, but in a negative light about Wilder when comparing him to Anthony Joshua and where he should be as the American heavyweight champion of the world. And he wasn't saying it negatively, but he was saying it from a promoter standpoint, seeing a man that could be so much more, but at the same time, being a promoter of the other piece of the puzzle. You know, I'm telling you, yesterday I said it, if Eddie had Wilder, you know, we probably wouldn't get the fight right away, but it would build the fight up so much more. But like Wilder said, we'll read his comment again. He said, "We working for sure. 2018 is going to be amazing. Watch this shit." So I'm waiting. I am waiting. We will see. I guess that is it. We can definitely wrap it up. So final thoughts are they're listening. Hey, so for you advertisers, look, they're listening, all right? I'm just saying. But for the listeners, yo, shout out to you, man. It's amazing. It's amazing. You guys continue to, you know, make us number one. It is official. So final thoughts, this is a good look. All news is good news. Being on reality TV in front of eyes and people that wouldn't normally otherwise see you is a great thing. Take advice from Coach Mitty in the UK and use this to highlight all the good things that you can do. You know, being a heavyweight champion, single dad, marrying another black woman on TV, that would be good for you. All that would be good for your quote unquote profile, you know? So I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Do not forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, because I'm probably going to be back with about three more today. There's so much to report on. What was the word? There was like a rumored fight that I kind of like. Let me see if I can check it out here on my phone. Where did it go? There was definitely a good rumored fight, man. But I'll get the news, definitely. Subscribe to the channel, because I will be back. That's for sure. There's a lot of reports that we need to do. This was a report. We did it. We're out. See you later. Arrivederci. Goodbye. Hey, stop at patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. Don't forget to support your favorite podcast. This is a fan-driven show. Without you, we're nothing. Keep us out here. Keep these lights on. See the lights on right now? Keep it on. Keep it on. No, seriously, keep it on. And remember, if you can't, because everybody doesn't have a dollar, I know, shit. You know me. If you've been listening to this show, I went through some rough times. So everybody doesn't have a dollar. So use our Amazon link. Head on over to theboxingvoice.com. It's Christmas. Do your Amazon shopping using the Boxing Voice link. It costs you nothing, but it gives us a little kickback. That kickback makes sure that, you know, Matt gets that new mic that he needs for Christmas. I got to get a new one. Look, this is entry level. Now you get to see it from the side view. Entry level, but luckily, I have a nice girlfriend, and she's going to get me the one Enrique has, because Enrique set a precedent. He came over here with this expensive equipment. Now we got to change things up for the new year. You know, when I seen Enrique with his new mic, I was like, where does he get those wonderful toys? I felt like Jack Nicholson in Batman. But listen, I'm out of here, man. I love you guys. I truly do, from the bottom of my heart. Those that have been rocking out with me for a long time, you know that. And those that are on Patreon, you truly know that, because I express that there personally. But I'm out.